Broadcasting from KUCR Studios, this is the Highlander Newsroom. I'm your host, Crystal Mims, joined today by...
Vincent Ta, photo editor.
Vicky Nguyen, production manager.
Cody Nguyen, managing editor.
Welcome to the newsroom, the people behind the paper. Thank you for joining us today, guys. On today's show, we're going to be talking about our winter break and our New Year's resolutions. And we're also going to be talking about the Corinthian colleges and everything that's been going on with that. And we're going to be talking about the Coachella lineup that just dropped. So, what did you guys do for winter break?
It was a pretty eventful winter break for me, actually. It was a great way for me to unwind after like a really long fall quarter. I spent a lot of time with my family, first and foremost. I had a nice little Christmas dinner with them. Spent New Year's Eve with them, too, even though I slept before midnight. I also spent a lot of time with friends back home. They came down with me for the first week before school started. We went to San Diego together. And overall, it was just a pretty jam-packed winter break, and I wouldn't have traded it for anything else.
Cool, cool. Anyone else traveling? Or
well, for winter break, Cody and I both went back to the Bay Area, where we're both from. So we went to San Francisco a few times. We actually got to celebrate my birthday, which was really cool. We went to nice. House of Prime Rib with like a couple of our friends from here as well. So it was cool. Good meat, good wine, everything. I also got to run into like a couple of my cousins randomly when I was bar hopping.
That
was
kind of awkward. That's cool.
It was cool.
Yeah. You never know, like, the family dynamic when you're, like, really trying to have fun. Like, you could be cool with your cousins and stuff, but sometimes it's just awkward.
Like, yeah, okay. It's like, we don't know that anyone does anything
social,
so it was kind of weird to see all of each other.
Yeah.
I didn't do anything really eventful.
Come on.
No, okay.
I saw those snaps.
I went to see Giraffage at the observatory. That was, like, the highlight. But most of the break was just hanging out with my family. My sister came back from school in Tennessee for the break, so just like lots of driving around and shopping. And the city where I'm from, Torrance, their mall just got renovated, and it's like amazing now. It looks like South Coast Plaza, which I don't live that far from South Coast Plaza, so I'd rather go there, but okay. It's still nice.
That's yeah. cool. So did anything like really strange or, I don't know, exciting happen for you over break?
I don't know if I'd say exciting. I'm going to Mexico soon, and I'm supposed to get all my paperwork together. I'm really supposed to just be able to bring my birth certificate and, you know, my driver's license to be able to go on that Carnival cruise. But instead, I found out that my birth certificate has a different name from my driver's license. So now
really?
I have to... Yeah, so my parents thought that Vicky and Victoria were interchangeable. So they messed
okay.
up on all of my paperwork. So now I have
gosh.
To drive to LA at like 5 a.m. tomorrow to rush Ooh. To LA to get my passport done.
Wow.
Yeah, so...
Okay.
Not exciting, but kind of crazy.
Yeah. No, actually, I went to Ensenada once on a cruise. And I'm always like really upset when I think about it
because
I was kind of like
me.
No,
that's a
yeah,
<word.
laughs> it is, yeah. But like when I was a kid, like I grew up without cable, so like whenever me and my family would go on vacation, I'd be like, oh, we're gonna have cable in like whatever hotel we're at. So I was always really excited to like Nickelodeon, Disney Channel, whatever. So we went to Ensenada, and they were like, my parents were like, do you guys want to get off the boat and like look around? And I was like, no,
Ooh.
I just want to sit here and watch cable. I was so upset. It was
how old were you?
I was probably like 8.
Oh, that's totally fine.
That's totally acceptable. I don't know if I'm gonna get off the boat over there.
I'm gonna be drunk on the boat.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, my winter break. I don't know. I just love
to
eat a lot.
About that. That's not true.
Yeah, my winter break was kind of boring. I mean, but I slept and ate a lot, which is, like, good. Yes. I hung out with my friends sometimes, but, yeah, it was a nice break, but it feels like it was over pretty quickly. That's the only thing. But, yeah.
Who watched Star Wars?
I did. I watched Star Wars.
I've never seen a single one of those movies.
I did not
Oh,
either.
Really?
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
It
was
sorry
it good?
To anyone who's offended.
It was a cute movie. That's, like, the most I could probably say about
cute?
It. Like,
oh.
it was like,
cute.
Nice.
Nice.
You know?
Entertaining, like...
Yeah, like, entertaining, okay. but it wasn't, like, you know...
Have you
Oscar
seen the other movies?
I've seen a few of the other ones, but not the really old ones.
Mm. So, like, the first three?
Yeah.
I liked it. I thought it was a pretty good movie. I'm not too familiar with the series either, but I kind of have like a 30,000 foot view of the plot, and I kind of was able to piece things together. Okay. And
yeah, they're definitely trying to get a new audience, so like it was like easy to follow. Mm-hmm. So that was good. But yeah, do you guys have any New Year's resolutions at all?
Honestly, I've been planning to make them, but I just haven't sat down and thought about this. So
okay.
I think that's a pretty bad way to start off the year, but
it's okay. I mean, sometimes people don't even like keep to them, you know. Anytime is a good time for change.
Yep.
Yeah, that's totally true. That's why with like New Year's resolutions, I try not to make anything that's like, you know, too big. So I try to just make it simple and like try to be better than the previous year with like health and all of that stuff.
Yeah.
Taking all care of business.
No, I'm not really one to believe in New Year's resolutions. Like you just said, I mean, anytime is a good time for change. I mean, why wait till January 1st to say, hey, I'm going to be healthier. Hey, I'm going to get better grades. I mean, you can do that anytime.
Yeah. I feel like people just have this like illusion where it's like, New Year, new me. Yeah, I'm going to do it that this hashtag. Time. Yeah, and I don't know. It probably just makes people feel better. They're like, oh, a fresh start. You know, I feel like that's why a lot of people, especially like with working out and getting healthier, those are like two of the main things I know people are always doing. But, you know,
I don't know who you are if you're listening. Shame on you. New Year, new me. No.
Yeah.
Every day is a new me.
Sorry.
You guys are planning to go to the gym more this quarter, though, right?
Well, yeah, but mine has nothing to do with the fact that it's New Year. Yeah, it's honestly because I'm working less.
I just have more time now, which is why I'm here for the first time this school year.
Oh, Same. All new. Yeah. You guys haven't
been on
the
while,
show.
It's been a while,
KCR. Cool.
Feels good to be back.
Yeah. Well, that's kind of how I feel about New Year's resolutions, but I don't know. I think it's a nice idea. I just don't.
You have to be really optimistic, I feel like, to really believe in it.
Yeah.
And yourself.
Very true. Yeah.
I've yet to see someone who's like gone on like December 31st and say, I successfully achieved my New Year's resolution. Mm-hmm. So if anyone can prove me wrong, let me know.
I was better than last year.
I tell everyone that mine was the vegetarian thing because I started on New Year's because I was like, I'm going to do it now.
Nice.
And then like, but I'd been planning it for a long time. I feel like I just chose it too because I was like, oh, like people will be like, it's New Year's, you should do it. I have a resolution. But I didn't make one this year. So.
How long have you been vegetarian for now?
2 years.
Dang.
Since the first.
Do you ever miss meat?
When your mom's cooking gumbo, you miss meat.
Yes, I do. Yeah. Sometimes, but it's not as bad as I thought it was going to be. Mm-hmm. I feel like if I was a vegan, that would be much worse. You know, because
that's too much.
Cheese, no milk, no eggs, no honey.
We have a friend who tried going vegan, and I just saw her. I was talking to her yesterday, and she said she feels like fainting every day, every second.
Oh no!
But okay, I think she's gonna switch to pescatarian.
Oh okay.
Now.
Yeah. That's. I think that would be manageable.
Yeah, manageable.
That's the dream.
Yeah. All right. So now we're gonna move on to Corinthian colleges. So an investigation by the Department of Education found that between 2010 and 2014, the Harrell College misled students regarding job placement rates and for a majority of its programs. And so basically they're trying to give some of that money back to the students. So most of these colleges, this is like Everest College, those colleges.
Wildtech.
Like, yeah, like
the jingles.
Right. So like
TV.
Yeah, those the really popular ones. You're sitting on the TV, life is better. On your couch. Yeah. So like those types of colleges. So they're offering $27.8 million in student debt relief to around 1,300 students who attended those colleges. So those are like for-profit colleges. So the investigation and filing of bankruptcy by the Corinthian Colleges, Inc. resulted in the largest financial failure of a college chain in U.S. history. So I don't know. What do you guys think about all this? I mean, I feel like for the most part, students kind of see those commercials and kind of laugh anyway, but there are people that go to those colleges, and it's kind of a terrible situation for them, you know?
I didn't realize they had 120 campuses across the country.
Yeah.
That's a lot of schools.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Yeah, I feel like this whole situation is like a mirror of what happened in the financial crisis of 2007, 2008, because it's like these schools, the people, the administrators and the people who made these loans, I feel like knew that their ship was sinking and were making these predatory loans and trying to make as much money as they possibly could before everything fell apart.
Right.
And it ended up falling apart, and a lot of people, and the people going to these schools are like the disadvantaged, the poor, right?
Right.
And it sucks that they have all this, like 15% interest rate for these loans that like they can't do anything with now. They just have to pay back. But hopefully the government, the compensation that the government gives and the compensation the government gives will help them out as much as it possibly can.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I agree with Vincent too, basically with everything that he said. It kind of sucks that they like leveraged the fact that most of their students came from disadvantaged backgrounds, and then they were able to just exploit that and giving them like super high interest rates for an education that they never actually ended up getting. And it seems like they spent most of their money on like marketing and promoting their school rather than actually using it to fund like better professors, better ways for their students to get an education. I remember when I was a kid, like I would always see Heald College commercials on Nickelodeon or basically any TV channel I watched. So
yeah.
This is kind of like a little blast from the past for me too. I didn't know it was this bad until I found out about this.
Exactly. Yeah, they're always playing the commercials, and they're very strategic with the way they play, because they'll be playing them like a lot around like 1, 2. You know, if you don't have a job, you're probably at home watching TV around that time. So it's like they definitely know what they're doing, and spending too much time on that than like focusing on the wellness of their students, which is bad. But I don't know. Hopefully, this will be. I mean, the debt relief is a good amount of money. I know it can't really make up for everything like the school's promised and like what's happened, but I don't know. Hopefully, students will be happy with that.
I hope so, too, because actually, now that I think of it, my mom told me about one of her friends who went to, like, one of these Corinthian colleges. I think it was Heald College. I think that's the local one in the Bay Area, because that's the one I hear the most about.
Okay.
She went to Heald College, and then, like, I guess they got shut down while she was there, and then she got stuck with, like, all that debt that she incurred from taking out loans there. So hopefully this comes as a relief to her and other students that are affected as well, because $27.8 million is a lot of money. And I don't know if that's the whole thing or if that's just a little bit, but either way, that's like a huge sum.
Right. Do any of you guys like know anyone else who may have attended these kind of colleges?
Nope, I don't think so.
No.
I feel like one of my cousins was trying to go to Everest. I don't know where that ever went. So I don't know, but when she was trying to go, she made it like the process was really confusing, but I'm not sure. But now I'm glad she kind of didn't. But yeah. I always hear about these kinds of colleges, and like I had a few other people that I knew, like there's a few of the beauty colleges, I'm forgetting the exact name of it, but I always used to see the commercial for that, like makeup and hair and all that kind of stuff. But yeah, I don't know, in general, like aside from what's happened, if they were doing a better job of taking care of their students, what do you think about these colleges in general? Like, do you think they're helpful for people who maybe weren't able to go to like universities and things like that? Or I don't know, what do you think?
I don't really see the value in for-profit colleges other than like that. They're a way for, I don't know, I think all of them, like even like University of Phoenix or
ITT Tech.
Yeah, ITT Tech or DeVry University or other for-profit colleges like that are actually benefiting people, because they, first of all, like all of them engage in like predatory loan practices and stuff like that. And they're not really well regarded in like employers' eyes. I mean, I've heard a lot of rumblings about like how people that graduated like with a master's degree from like University of Phoenix or something like that are they don't really have any competitive advantage when it comes to like securing employment. I know I've seen a couple of statistics, but I can't get them off the top of my head with like unemployment rates amongst graduates of these for-profit universities. So I don't know, I don't think that they should be there, but at least I don't think they should be getting federal funding for their operations.
Right. What do you guys think?
I think the schools are really pragmatic in that they know that the students coming there really just want the degree. So they're not going to really funnel money into education and all these extracurricular stuff that really help make the degree what it is. They just want to pump out degrees as fast as they can and get as many students to pay into that degree as fast as they can. So, I mean, I guess for some people, it works for them if they need, I don't know, flexible class schedules and just a system without all of the paperwork and stuff that maybe larger universities require. But I think the whole for-profit system is really flawed. It's just a bad way to look at education.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. It seems like, yeah, they do try to, like, they make it like they try to cater toward, like, the single mother or, like, someone who can't, you know, maybe find the time to go through all of what college sometimes can be. But I think also in that way, they know that, like you said, they just want the degree. They know that might be a way that they can take advantage of them if, you know, they're just so desperate for it really want to, you know, get it. So I don't know. We'll see what happens in the future. I mean, they all got shut down. I remember, like, when I first heard about them in the news, I was like, oh, no more Everest, like, all this stuff. I don't know. But yeah, it was kind of a bad situation, but at least they're getting some of the money back. So that's always a good thing.
This should be a lesson to the government. Be careful who you fund. Yeah. Fund UCR.
Exactly. We need it.
Fund the Highlander.
Yeah. Okay, so if you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Highlander Newsroom, broadcasting on KUCR 88.3 FM, streaming online at KUCR.org, on the KUCR app from the App Store, or the TuneIn app on Android. Okay, so unless you've been living under a rock, you may know that the Coachella lineup just dropped recently. Yay!
Coachella! Finally!
I'm still not going to go, but it's nice to see all these artists on.
Yeah, so I know Coachella is, like, one of the biggest music festivals, like, right now.
In the world.
So they've been selling the tickets for a while now, right? Like, a year.
Yeah, they went on sale, like, 1 month after the festival and ended last year in May or June or something like that. And then they sold out pretty fast for the pre-sales, actually. And then they're about to go on sale again tomorrow at 11 o'clock. And I don't think they have that many left. So if you want to go, make sure you camp your computer at like 10:55 tomorrow morning.
Yeah. So have you guys seen the lineup? And if you have, what do you think about the lineup? Anyone you'd be excited to see if you were going?
So many people. Churches. I just hope they make it, though, because I know they didn't make it to Outside Lands because I heard they got, like, too drunk the night before or something.
Oh,
but
wow.
That's probably my favorite.
Man, that's not a good, like, thing to go around. Yeah. You want to say, like, oh, I was, like, so sick that I just couldn't, you know? Not that you're too drunk. Okay.
I don't want to listen to drunk churches. It needs to be the other way around.
Well, yeah. I mean, man, hopefully they make it. I saw that Purity Ring was on the lineup, and, like, I really love them.
I'm really excited for them, too. I've heard they put on a really good show. I'm not too happy with the headliners this year. LCD Sound System, Guns N' Roses, and Calvin Harris. Mm-hmm. I think Guns N' Roses is a little bit too washed up. I've heard a lot of rumblings about, like, their the lead singer, Axl Rose. He, like, his voice has just been shot ever since they broke up back in, like, the 90s or something like that. And then I had to find out for myself. So I went on YouTube and looked up a past performance from like 6 months ago, and it is as bad as they say.
Really?
He sounds like like an 80-year-old British woman who chain smokes every day.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, and so that's not something I'm looking forward to. I'll probably be somewhere else during Guns N' Roses set. LCD Sound System I've never heard of before until the rumors that they were going to be playing Coachella came out. And then I listened to a few of their songs. I don't know if I'm too big of a fan. And I don't think Calvin Harris should be a headliner. I know he's big in the pop world, but I think maybe he should be like one line down where like Sia and like Flume and Major Lazer are. I don't know. What do you guys think?
Yeah, I was kind of surprised to see him too. But I know, like you said, he is kind of big, like in the pop arena. So I mean, maybe that's why. Mm-hmm. But there are a few people that I would really like to see. I know SZA's going to be there, and I really love her. And Joey Bad, he's going to be there.
Yeah, I love him. I like how he can't say the rest of his name.
I know. Shout out to Aaron, who was on the show and almost said it. but yeah, I really would want to see him. And Halsey too, who I actually recently started listening to. She's like kind of a new artist who just like blew up out of nowhere. And like now she's already performing at Coachella, which is pretty cool.
Didn't someone you say went to your high school, they're performing at Coachella?
Yeah, her name is Harmony. She has a band called Girlpool, and they're going to be performing on Sunday.
Why aren't you in that Coachella band?
Man, yeah. I wish I was in that band. I should have, like, because she was in school, and then she left, then she came back, and then I guess, like, they were kind of starting the band at that time, so she was, like, trying to get started. So she just, like, left school, and then now she's, like, performing at Coachella. So that's pretty awesome.
That's going to be you.
Man, when you graduate
school, and now I'm performing at Coachella.
Man, that would be the life. But yeah, so I'm really happy for her. That's really cool. But yeah, those are like the main people that I saw that I think I'd want to see. Ty Shee too. She's pretty cool. I don't know. Have you guys heard of her?
I have not.
No, I haven't.
Look her up as soon as you get home.
Ty Shee.
Which one is she?
She is like on like. I think she's performing Sunday. Mm-hmm. And on the lineup, she's like the second
Make sure
to
you're
last
along.
Line. Yeah. Pull it up on your phone.
Oh, I see.
T
E I S H I.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So.
Who are you looking forward to, Vicky?
I don't know. I mean, I'm pretty much looking forward to all the EDM artists, but I'm also extremely excited for Sia just because I've listened to her for a while. My sister showed me to her when I was like a lot younger, so I don't know. I'm not so.
I listened to her before she got popular.
No, it's not even one of those. It's more of, I'm extremely happy for her with how mm-hmm. famous she's gotten because she ghostwrites a lot of other people's songs.
Yeah.
And she's just, I don't know, like, even though she doesn't like to have her face there when she's, like, performing or anything, she still has a really good presence about her. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, I just really like the things that she puts out, like, what she writes, even her music videos. There's, like, some kind of, like, artistry back there. I really like it.
Yeah, she's definitely really cool. Like, she's, like you said, written songs for, like, a lot of other artists. Mm-hmm. And, like, I remember in the past, like, she was coming out with her own stuff, but it wasn't like she was really trying to be, like, you know, really solo or, like, big or anything.
Yeah.
And now she's kind of gone that route, which is pretty cool. So, hopefully, I don't know. She doesn't like to show her face a lot, so when she performs, I wonder
maybe
how,
this
like,
will be, like, the big reveal.
Yeah.
She'll show her face at Coachella.
She'll show her face. No, yeah. So,
one more thing that I noticed about this lineup is that, like, it's the second straight year where they don't really have that many, like, rap or hip-hop artists. But I like
That's
it.
True.
I like it better than last year's because they have a lot more, like, hip-hop that I would want to, like, go... Or that more live hip-hop performances that I'd want to go to. Like you said, Joey Bad, $2 signs. Vince Staples, I'm really excited to see. ASAP Rocky. And yeah, a lot. Of, I mean, last year it was just like I don't think I saw any of the hip hop performances except like Lil B, the Bass God himself.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, this year I'm a little bit more excited for the hip hop part of the lineup.
Yeah, that's cool. I know what you mean too, because like most of these people I would want to see. I don't know about the other times I've seen the lineups.
And Ray Strummer too.
Oh, yeah.
I don't got no type. Can't say the rest of that.
Sorry, guys. Go home and listen to the song.
Listen to the song.
Did you guys see Bad, Bad, Not Good when they came to UCR?
When did they come to UCR?
They were here, I believe, last year?
Yeah, last year at the Barn,
Yeah, at the Barn. And I heard it was a really good show, but they're performing, too.
Wasn't that the one that got really rowdy?
Yeah, there was, like, a Jake who used to be our managing editor, apparently, like, was crowd surfing.
Oh, what? Really?
Yeah.
We got...
I wish I would have went to the show.
I know.
See what they're about.
They're not even all the way on the bottom. They're, like, on the third.
Exactly, yeah.
Third from the bottom.
That's pretty cool.
Same with Cold War Kids and Toki Monsta.
Yeah.
They were both here, too. Cold War Kids was, like, a really small band of, like, these, like, middle-aged guys from Long Beach, and they performed our freshman year.
Where at? The Barn?
No, it was, like, Block Party.
Oh,
I think it was
no
Black
wonder
Party.
Their name is so familiar.
Yeah, and yeah, they're on like the second line now, it's, or the third line. It's great.
Wow. Yeah, people on the come up. That seems to be the trend at UCR. They'll get someone right before they just like blow up.
Dude, Kehlani.
She just got nominated for a Grammy.
She's huge now.
What's her name? Janae
Aiko. I missed it the year. Like
that's the year you weren't here before you got here.
Yeah.
Who are they gonna bring this year?
Man, I don't know.
I don't know.
I gotta get on it though, so I can see the next big person who that's gonna be. You know, but. Yeah. So, if you're going to Coachella, that's pretty awesome. Hopefully, in the future, I'll have the money to go. And I'll be there, too. But, yeah, the lineup's pretty cool. I don't know.
I love it. It's always like except for the headliners.
Yeah. So, did you guys have any favorite articles in the paper this week?
I'm just glad we finally have a paper after a... 5 month a 5 week hiatus for winter break. It's good to get back in the groove of things and get back to making the paper. As much as we despise staying like late nights and sometimes early mornings on Sundays getting this together, but it's always a joy to be back in the groove of things. I'm a big fan of the layout for the Star Wars article in Arts and Entertainment this week.
Good job, Vicky.
Thanks.
Yeah, good job, Vicky. And shout out to Robert and Nathan for writing a great article as well.
That was pretty cool. I really like the New Year's like articles and features. That was pretty cool. Yeah.
I really liked the art perspective in Ops this week with the necessity of family meals. It was kind of fun hearing Jessica write about how her family meals aren't really that great, but it's just kind of funny hearing how crazy they can get.
Yeah, it's things that people could probably relate to.
Right.
Yeah.
So
that was pretty cool. If you haven't picked up a newspaper, you should do so this week. We've got a lot of great stories.
Or else.
Yeah. Okay, well, this has been the Highlander Newsroom on KUCR 88.3 FM. The Newsroom is a co-production of the Highlander Newspaper and KUCR. The opinions expressed on today's show belong solely to their owners and do not represent KUCR, the Highlander, or the Associated Students. Special thanks to Louis Vandenberg, Monica Taylor, Eddie Valencia, Elliot Fong, Tina Bold, and Alex Hill. My advice for you all is to stay dry because it's getting very rainy, and I don't know, be safe and careful out there, guys, especially if you're, you know, driving. Yeah.
I guess my advice would be if there's any week to skip school, it would be this week, I think, because it's easiest.
Yeah.
Have your friends tell you what's happening.
Thanks
on syllabus.
For not making me feel bad for skipping one of my classes.
Yeah,
on the
you did.
You did?
And I guess my advice would be to don't forget to go on your computer early if you're trying to get Coachella tickets tomorrow morning, 11 a.m. And all the Weekend One tickets are sold out. So good luck.
My advice would be to just not get sick. It's too early in the quarter for that.
Yes, and it will be a struggle when you are trying to go to class and everything. All right, guys, thank you for listening. Thanks for listening to the Highlander Newsroom.